WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some with classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Amy Ray, The Devil Makes Three, and The Coral. Today's reissue song is from Genesis off of their classic album Duke. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from Devotchka. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from The Timber of Cedar. The Timber of Cedar are an unsigned indie alt-rock five-piece out of the Detroit area of Michigan. They're fronted by Marissa Parham. She's ably supported by Sam Parham, Alex Rahill, Andrew Grizzib, and Eric Grizzib. They've been together since 2014 and steadily improving on their craft. They launched their self-titled EP in that same year. After getting their feet wet and touring, they have self-released their debut full-length album, Restoring the Light, in 2017. For 2018, they've just launched a standalone single. It's called Let's Go. This cleverly crafted tune really got my attention. See what you think. New music from the Timber of Cedars here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take a little longer, but what's wrong with that? let's go.
The latest material from Florence Rose here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Florence Rose is a self-described, quote, nostalgic bedroom rock, unquote, four-piece out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they are fronted by Braden Norris. The boys all met in high school, which was just within this past year. They released their first single about 8 months ago and have released four more, with the latest being just what you heard there. That tune was Growing Pains. It just dropped on August 3rd, which they released themselves. Changing musical direction with a tune from The Devil Makes Three. The Devil Makes Three, which I found these guys back in, 2009? They are an Americana band based in Santa Cruz, California. They play a blend of bluegrass, folk, and country. They also have a sense of humor, which you can pick up easily in the lyrics of some of their songs. They're ready to release their 8th album in 16 years. Not bad. The new disc is Chains Are Broken, and the tune I picked for you this morning is Paint My Face. New music from The Devil Makes Three here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Come paint my face, come take my hand. I do not wish you to understand. Someday you too will go to war, and by that time may you not fear death anymore. Hold you, she's not your friend. Kind words spoken, bows deep bend. Foulest creature may wear the sweetest smile. Oh, do not fear, for I will see you in a while. We'll be right back.
setting in September when that sun goes down. I know that you don't like me, oh, but it sure feels good anyway. I know that you don't like me, oh, but it
That was the latest material from Amy Ray here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Amy Ray, one half of the Indigo Girls, is back with her sixth solo album. This is called Holler. Has a street date of September 28th, and I was able to get my hands on the pre-release single even before it was released. The tune is called Sure Feels Good Anyway.
Water is all around us, falling from the sky, bubbling up from the earth, running clear at the turn of a faucet. No wonder it's hard to imagine we're facing a water crisis. But we are. So that's why the American Planning Association brings you simple ways to save water at home and in your community. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Find out how native plants make a great garden with less watering, why a car wash that recycles water is the way to go, how community efforts can make the biggest difference of all. When you work with local planners, businesses, and elected officials, protecting water as a part of growth and development can be as natural as water itself. A public service message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Let's see, what we've got up next. We've got a new one from a band called The Beths. I first featured The Beths in 2016 with the release of their debut EP, Warm Blood. That was in 2016 when they were still unsigned. Well, they got signed by Car Park Records last year, and that EP was re-released earlier this season as well. And of course, that was with the support of the record label. So now The Beths went back into the studio with the help of that label to release their debut full-length album, Future Me Hates Me. Came out on August 10th. So The Beths basically are mixed-gendered indie alt pop rock foursome out of Auckland, New Zealand. They're fronted by Elizabeth Stokes and supported by Jonathan Pierce, Benjamin Sinclair, and Ivan Lutinka Johnson. Been together for about 5 years now. I like the sound of this post-punk approach to alternative pop. I also like that all four band members sing, which gives them a fuller sound. The song I have for you this morning is the title track. New music from The Beths here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Well designed for everyone that
right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Devotska right after the latest here from the Coral. New music from the Coral here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. The Coral. They're comprised of six neighborhood mates that formed in their early teens and back then, 1996. New Music Express, the music magazine, was quick to jump on them in the fall of 2001, proclaiming the Coral was the best new band in England. The next summer, the Coral was pretty much still a buzz. Their self-titled debut album appeared on Sony Music UK in July. They made their way to America in 2013 with their self-titled debut release for Columbia Here, which is when I found them. They just released their ninth studio album, Move Through the Dawn. Came out on August 10th, and the song I just aired there was Eyes Like Pearls. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage, the part of the show when I play a new tune from an artist and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Devotska. Devotska is a four-piece multi-instrumental and vocal ensemble. They take their name from the Russian word devotchka, meaning girl. Based in Denver, Colorado, the quartet is made up of Nick Urata, who sings and plays the theremin, guitar, bouzouki, piano, trumpet, and also the glockenspiel. Tom Hagerman, who plays violin, accordion, piano. Jeannie Schroeder, who sings and plays sousaphone, double bass, and flute. And Sean King, who plays percussion and trumpet. It's quite an impressive group. I first found them in 2008 with the release of their album, A Mad and Faithful Telling, which made my top 10 list of albums that year. They're getting ready to release their eighth studio album. It's called This Night Falls Forever. Hits the stores on August 24th. Song I have to start this feature is Straight Shot. So this is Devotska. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
back to the good times, back when all the stars were aligned, before all the paperwork got signed. Oh, it's like a straight shot to the backyards and the vacant lots, to the very chambers of my heart, to the part of town that even you seem to have forgot. And now it's just a short ride over to the east side. It's where my true love still resides. Next time. Sentimental mind over blue mosaic time.
It don't look right.
Radio Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Devotchka with the Clockwise Witness, which came out on her 2008 album, A Mad and Faithful Telling. I'm like playing the air violin in the studio here. Love the Glockenspiel. That's why I mentioned earlier. It's like, it is just, that's just a fantastic song. Love the album as well. Hey, if you want to check out the entire new release show playlist, I'm going to be posting a little bit later on this morning at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. You'll also be able to find some links to some downloads, free songs. That's the price is right there. Plus, posted a little video there this morning from a band that's coming up just shortly. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Genesis. The album that has been re-released is Duke. This release was significant for the band. It was the first LP the band put out without Peter Gabriel. Their new formation, a trio, put Phil Collins right out front and center. And boy, did he make the most of it. The disc had some great tunes on it, like Behind the Lines, Misunderstanding, and this one, Turn It On Again. So this is Genesis with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
can't see you anymore.
Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here and music you might otherwise miss. Closing up that two-song set with a tune from Sweater Curse. Sweater Curse is a mixed-gendered, unsigned indie alt-rock trio from Brisbane, Australia. I like that they all contribute to the vocals, especially that alternative or alternating male and female. This young band has just released their third single. It's called Can't See You Anymore, and they are currently out on tour with Fantastic Furniture, which is a great gig for these guys. Also want to let you know that that song is available for free, and I've provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Nancy Shipper. Nancy is an unsigned, relatively new indie pop singer-songwriter from Killarney in West Victoria, Australia. She launched her debut album, Haunted House, in 2015 with impressive results. 2017, Nancy released two singles, Corner Store and Your Eyes, both of which made it on her self-released debut full-length album, Sleep Talking, which came out in December 10th, 2017. For this year, Nancy has just released a standalone single called Long Fall. I really can't imagine this talented young artist staying unsigned for too much longer. And also, if you like this new song, this can also be had for free, and you can find that link at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Nancy Shipper here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Don't tell me you love it when I say sorry again. You pissed me off a hell of a lot, but I wanna keep the peace. I can't stand. I really, really don't like.
Let me slip in one more here from Astronauts and Etc. Astronauts Etc. are essentially Anthony Ferraro. Anthony describes his music as electric, slow, melancholy pop. I've been describing it as ethereal pop. I first found them in 2012 with the release of the debut EP, Super Melodic Pulp. The new album, Living in Symbol, came out on July 27th. It's kind of a concept album. The songs have an element of interconnectedness to them. The track that caught my ear was Nine Fingers. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Just catching my breath.